Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Patois! Angie.
How the Jeff are you?
Shit.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the case. Yeah,
I've just been on the phone to the old GP this morning. I've got the what we call in our house the big yellow buggers on their way to me.
Yeah, right.
The antibiotics. So I don't know if you remember, but I had the exact same thing last year.
Yes, I do actually. Yeah.
And they gave me amoxicillin and it didn't touch the sides. And then they gave me the big yellow buggers.
Bang.
Clymothrin, I think they're called. And they gave me those, and within like 3 days, I felt better. I mean, really, I've been on amoxicillin for 10 days. I should have called the doctor 5 days ago.
You should have, Pat. Really, yeah. You've left it too long, mate.
I have.
Now you've sort of gone downhill a bit again.
But you start to think, don't you? Oh, I just need to see it through. But the GP, I actually, you'll laugh at this, but.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
Because I thought you were going to cry.
I'm just so fed up of like waking up every day feeling like this. I couldn't sleep last night because I couldn't stop coughing.
Oh, Pat.
And she said to me, if these haven't worked by Wednesday, you must call us back and I will, I'll come and take your throat out.
Yeah, we'll just take your throat out.
But yeah, so I just wake up every day and I'm like, oh, my ear hurts, my throat hurts. I can't stop coughing.
It's just the Jeffing time of year, isn't it? It's like everybody I talk to has got, yeah, I've been poorly or so-and-so's been poor. I've had so-and-so ill. I've had this, that and the other. It's just...
I am clinging on by the skin of my teeth. I mean, like, I am on the go slow till Thursday. I am absolutely winding down. I feel like I'm, like, crawling through this last, like, bit.
You're crawling, aren't you? You're crawling over the finish line.
I'm crawling over. Anyway, the prep that you sent me said you've got a question for me.
Absolutely, Pat. Right. Yeah, now, this was actually a question that came to me because of butters. Put a little thing in the box yesterday that I put up on the old grammage, because she put something in there for shitting tits, and I was kind of like, oh, I don't know how I feel about it, but I kind of agreed with her, and I thought, right, I'm going to ask Pats. So
ask Pats.
This is a question from me. Hashtag ask Pats. So there's a question from me, sort of from Butters as
via
well,
Butters.
Sort of via, yes, yeah. via. How do you feel about board games?
It depends who you play with.
So what, it doesn't matter what the game is, it's who you're playing them with.
I mean, partly it matters what the game is, but it depends if the person that you're, or the people that you're playing with, have the ability to push one's buttons to an extent that make you look like a dick.
Right, okay. So you're giving quite an in-depth answer here.
Yeah,
I'm expecting a yes or a no, or I hate them or I love them.
Well, I do like them. I do enjoy them. I do. I enjoy a board game, but a board game with Mal and me...
Well, anything with you and Mal is not a good combo.
That's not true. That is not true anymore. Mal and I have done a lot of work on the no fuck the Tories vibes.
Right.
But it depends who you're playing with. I think.
I am with Butters. I do find them a little bit irritating. I do, yeah. Yeah.
What about the scattergrees? I love scattergrees.
Yeah, I mean, like if someone says to me, right, Ange, do you want to play Monopoly? No.
No.
Ange, do you want to play, what's that, Game of Life or something like that?
Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit. No.
No.
Because... I don't want a game that takes 5 fucking hours to play.
Yeah.
And then during the game, people get a bit shitty, gets a little bit, you know, people get a bit aggy with each other.
Aggy?
And it's just...
Give an aggy.
I just can't be doing... You know, I like a game that is quick fire. If I'm going to play a game, I just want a quick fire. I don't want to have to be setting up 20 right. million things. I don't want a board. I don't want loads of pieces. I don't really like a dice.
Right. You're getting very in-depth here.
You know,
what about frustration? Do you not like frustration?
Yeah, I don't mind a frustration because, again, it's, I mean, it's just literally your plastic thing and your little popper and your, little and your bits, isn't it? You know, that's it. There's nothing. Yeah. There's no, like... Yes, when you've got like, I mean, Monopoly, I think is the one that really gets on my tits the most.
Why?
Because there's so much stuff.
I love Monopoly.
No, you've got, everyone's got to have their money, then you've got to have your houses, then you've got to have your cards, and you've got to have your pieces, and you've got to have your dice.
Well, apparently now with lots of Monopolies, you don't have money, you actually are given a credit card.
I still, it would still annoy me, I think, even if it's a credit card.
I like a board game. I do. I like a, I, do you know what I feel like a board game does? It gets people away from the TV.
Yeah, I know that. I know there are benefits to it.
There are definite pros.
Yes. I just think on the whole, if someone goes to me, oh, Ange, do you want to have a game of Monopoly? Oh, Ange, do you want to have a game of this, that, and
yeah,
the
but
other?
We love Pass the Bomb in our family.
That's what I mean. So that sort of game, literally, you just got your bomb. You've got to think off the top of your head. You've got to, you know, that sort of game I love.
Mm.
But I wouldn't really call that a board game.
No.
It's not got a board, has it?
It's not got a board.
No.
It is a game, though.
It's just a game. That's what I mean. So I like games. I love a playing of a game.
Right.
I love a card game. I love an Uno. You know how much we love an Uno.
Oh, we love Uno.
Love an Uno. But when there's a board involved, when someone shoves out a board on a table and you're like, shit, I'm in this for the next 5 hours.
I hate Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate it.
Yeah.
What is the point?
Yeah.
Do you know people that like Trivial Pursuit? It's so they can show off.
Show off. Exactly. Yeah.
It is showing off.
Oh,
it is
I know this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me any colour. I don't mind. I can do all of them. Yeah. Fucking geography, history, general knowledge, popular culture. I even know that one. Yeah,
yeah. Give me all of them. Give me all the cheeses. They call them cheeses. As well,
I know.
That annoys me.
Absolutely.
It's not a cheese, is it? It's just a triangle plastic piece.
It's not a cheese.
Yeah, give me your cheese. Give me cheeses.
Okay, I'll give you some cheddar now. Fuck off.
Yes. Shove that in your piece of shit.
Yes. Yes, in your piece of shit. Shove that in your piece of shit. Is that what you just said? Classic. Yeah, shove that in your piece of shit. Yeah, very, very good question, that Butters.
Yeah,
very good question.
When I saw it come in, I thought, yeah, this is actually a good question, this. Yeah, I'd be interested in Patty's thoughts and feelings.
And you like a game, but you don't like it if it's got a board.
No. I'll play games with anyone. I love a bit of hide and seek. I love a bit of catch.
Right.
I love a bit of, you know, easy card games. If you mention a board, I'm out.
She's out.
I'm out, guys. Sorry about that.
She's dumb. Well, look, I've got one Depop drama to bring this week because this one's quite funny.
Okay, Brill, give us your Depop.
So the person, the buyer says, can we do it any cheaper? £80 is quite steep and the condition is poor, right? Mm. And the seller puts back, Mount Everest is quite steep and the conditions there are very poor, but people but people still take the risk to try it, so maybe you should too.
That is a great comeback.
A response.
Yeah, that is very good.
That is funny, isn't it?
That
person
good.
Has gone, fuck you, Mount Everest is really steep and poor conditions. But give it a go.
People still do it.
People still give it a go. So stop
your whinging.
Stop your belly aching.
Yeah,
belly
aching.
Get on
aching.
With it.
Yeah.
Get on with it.
Oh,
so,
dear.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah,
very
funny.
Good
very
pets.
Funny. Right, Ange.
Patty.
As we wind down 2022, I think it's vitally important we start 2023 with new garments in our wardrobe.
New garments.
New garms.
Mm, very much so.
That's where Stitch Fix come in, isn't it?
Oh, big time Stitch Fix. I actually had a woman messaged me the other day asking about Stitch Fix, which you know, was obviously great to hear.
Yeah.
I was able to sell Stitch Fix. You know, I was able to say, this is the one you're going to go for. It's really good. You just pay the £10 styling fee, blah, 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 blah. So I think she was going to go for it.
Well,
so
she should hold off.
Definitely.
Yes, she should. Off because yes. usually you'd pay a £10 styling fee each time you order. But our friends down at Stitch Fix have a special offer just for you. Right now, the styling charge for your first order will be waived, giving you the opportunity to try their service completely free of charge. Our code is stitchfix.co.uk/funny, mm-hmm. and there's no subscription. So you don't pay like a monthly fee to get exclusive access. You would normally pay a £10 styling fee, but at the moment, with stitchfix.co.uk/funny, that's been waived.
Brilliant. And it literally is so easy.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you think, oh, I can't be bothered to order online because it's a faff and I have to send it. But they make it so easy. And I think just the things they send to you, I've found when I've done it, are things that I wouldn't necessarily go and pick up in a store myself.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it, because it kind of goes, you know what? We think from what your little quiz, this is what you would like. This is what would suit you. So I think it's definitely worth giving it a shot, especially at the moment. So if you want to get started today at Stitch Fix, you just need to go to stitchfix.co.uk/funny and you'll receive your first fix styled and delivered to you absolutely free. And to sweeten the deal, you'll get an additional 20% off when you keep all 5 items in your fix. Again, that's stitchfix.co.uk/funny. You've got nothing to lose.
We had a shitting tits in, didn't we? From Marianne on the gram.
Yes, yes.
And Marianne simply says, when supermarkets move stuff in the aisles, arseholes.
As soon as I saw that one, I was like, oh my gosh, Marianne. I actually think they do it to fuck with you.
Do you?
Mm. I think they just randomly go, right, everyone's getting a bit comfortable now in the waiter rowers, wherever you might be shopping. Everyone knows where everything is. No one's asking anyone where something is. Right, let's just move it all around and really fuck everyone up.
Mm.
I think that is what they do.
Do you know what pisses me off is when you ask somebody, excuse me, have you got any ground almonds?
Mm. Okay. interesting to go for that.
It's because I cooked a curry last night and I needed ground almonds.
Right, okay.
Anyway, have you got any ground almonds? And they literally look at you and go, aisle 20. And you're like,
right.
As if to say,
are you asking me for?
Aisle, and you're like, right, and then you have to walk along and you're like, oh, that's 18th, oh, I'm going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Why can't they just, what's wrong with saying, yes, sure, well, I'll show you where they are?
I mean, I don't know what supermarket you were in, Pats, but if you're in the waiter rowers.
No, I've had people do it to me in the waiter rowers.
Oh, okay, well. Mm.
Aisle 10. Good.
Right, no, see, I have been with people, they said, oh, yeah, I'll show you where they are, I'll take you to where they are. That is the kind of level of service I expect.
Have you ever got there though and they've gone, oh god,
oh, it's not there.
Patricia's moved them. Yeah. Oh, they were here.
Yeah.
Patricia. Oh god. Can somebody radio Patricia? Ask her where she's put the ground almonds.
I have had that happen to me, quite a lot. Yeah, when they take you there, they go, oh, actually they're not there now. I'm like, no, they're not, are they, Sarah?
I remember once I was with James and we were at the M&S in Marylebone and he specifically wanted the Percy Pig, but the Percy Pig and Pals.
Right, you know, yes.
Which has got Percy, the sheep and the cow and something.
Cows, yeah.
And he said to this woman, oh, excuse me, have you got any Percy Pig and Pals? And she showed us and she said, here you are. Here is Percy and his pals.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Why was James being so specific about them having to be Percy Pig and Pals?
Because he wanted the other flavours. He wanted the cows and the sheep.
Oh, I don't like the other flavours.
Well, it's fine. You weren't buying them, Ange. It's fine.
I'm just saying. I don't like them. I don't know why you picked them, because I don't like the cows and the sheep.
Well, this wasn't the rabbit hole I wanted us to fall down. It was merely about a supermarket assistant showing you something and saying,
I know, but
Percy
I'm just
Pig.
Giving you my opinion on the
That's
on the
not like you. It's not like you.
That's
Take
why I'm being
down
me.
Your opinion.
I'm taking you down where I like to go.
Okay. but yes, when they move stuff around, that is annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, also, supermarkets absolutely fucking love a seasonal aisle.
Oh, big time seasonals.
Oh, my God. Ours is already gearing up for Easter.
Easter. Oh, yeah. I mean, literally, you'll get Christmas Day, bosh, everything's gone. We're now
not
Easter.
Even Christmas Day, Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Everything will be reduced.
Yeah.
This is the reduced section. Tomorrow, when you come in, it'll all be Easter everywhere.
Yeah, and then literally Easter finishes and it's like barbecues.
Barbecues. Yeah. Yeah. Garden, strawberries and cream.
Garden hoses, paddling pools, pims.
Garden hose.
Yeah. Paddling pools, pims, cucumbers. Fuck off with your seasonal shit. I'll tell you what, the other thing that pisses me off about my Tesco route,
oh,
take
wow,
a breath.
Okay, yes, okay. You're in it now. You're in it. Patsy's in.
Our Tesco, right, it's got all the cat stuff.
Right.
And then two aisles down is where the cat litter is.
Oh.
That's stupid, isn't
it? That's a bit weird.
That
it?
Is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why do they do that? Why? Like, just put all that stuff together.
Because they want to fuck with your head.
Yeah,
Ange.
They do. They want to fuck think with that you. Is true. I think they have people up in the offices upstairs just looking on cameras and watching people going, well, where the fuck's that gone?
And I've gone to that I think point Roger upstairs went Rog. Down to Patricia and said, right, everybody is too comfortable with the cat litter being by the cat food.
Move it. Move it, Patricia.
Patricia, I want you to take those 14 crates of cat litter and I want you to put them with ground almonds because that will mess with their heads.
That is really going to fuck them up.
Some supermarket layouts are just shit though, aren't they?
Are they?
Like, stuff isn't together. I spent once about 15 minutes wandering around a massive Tesco looking for cereal bars, and they had their own little section right at the end of the store.
Cereal bars?
Yeah.
Also, I don't like massive supermarkets.
Oh, I do.
No, I hate them.
I do.
Like, if I have to walk 10 mile from one end to the other.
I love that.
Especially if you go, right, I've got that. I'll go and get that. So you have to walk all the other way. And you go, shit, I've forgotten my cucumber. I've got to go all the way back down the other. No, I don't like a big supermarket.
I do.
Give me a small one.
I love a supermarket, a big supermarket.
No, can't be dealing with it. I just feel like I'm wasting my life.
Well, a good shitting tits by
very, very
Marianne.
Good tits very by Marianne. Good. Thank very you good. Very much. Yeah.
Heavily into with Rossi D. Woods. Heavily into with Rossi D. Woods. What is he heavily into? Heavily into this week.
Bosh.
Well, guys, look, when this goes out, it'll be literally...
Literally.
Holidays before Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I really am.
I actually can't believe it, though.
No, can I can't it? Either. No.
It's it doesn't feel like Christmas, but everyone says that, don't they? Oh, it don't feel like Christmas.
It doesn't. Actually, as much as I hated the Jeffing freezing cold last week,
Yeah.
I actually would prefer it to the shit we've got today.
Oh, it's shit today.
It's just miserable.
Damp.
Yes.
Moist. I prefer a crisp.
Such
a crisp. Underfoot, crisp morning.
Yeah.
But it was really cold. It was cold to the bone.
It was cold.
It was cold to the bone. I couldn't warm up.
But listen, we decided this year, as there was a third person involved in finding the funny, that we would do a secret Santa. So
I'm looking forward to this.
We're gonna have to describe as we open. Hopefully we'll be able to get a video up for the social. But we're gonna have to describe as we open. Yes. So who wants to go first? Should we go in alphabetical order?
Yeah, go in alphabetical order. Do it.
So, Angie.
So I think Angie wins that one.
Okay.
Are up first.
Okay, gang. Right, I've actually got two. Well,
She's got two.
I mean, I've obviously not opened them, so I'm not really sure if they are both, you know, part of the Santa vibe.
Part of the Santa
but, you
vibes.
Know, let's go for it and
let's
see what
get straight
got,
in
guys.
There.
Okay.
Let's see what we've got.
I'm opening up.
So, what is this one?
Let's see.
Oh, okay,
nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got
what
a,
is this?
I've got a Barry Wood sitting on a bed meme air freshener.
Yes. Right.
What the fuck?
Okay. Let me get him out of the bag.
Let's see what this is.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay.
Now, Barry Wood.
Yes. Go on.
He's got a He has got a big penis.
He's got a bit of wood. Yes. He has got a bit of wood.
Hang on, Barry. Oh, look my
at that
God.
For an air freshener.
You can't put that in your car. You cannot.
A Jeffrey will, Rossi.
That is hilarious.
Can you? Yeah, wait, I was just pleased. What does Barry Wood smell like? Oh, my God. I can't.
Look at Barry Wood with his wood.
Wow, that is
if you have to stop at traffic lights, you're fucked.
Yeah.
That is
impressive.
He
smells nice, doesn't he?
I bet he does.
He smells almost sort of
Lynx-y. Describe the smell.
Sort of a Lynx vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, Lynx vibes.
Lynx vibes.
He looks amazing. I mean, I've never seen anything. I've never seen anything like that.
I love that
on a Monday morning.
I love that it's called Barry as well.
Cool. Barry, okay. Yeah. So that's your first one.
Okay,
dig into
that's
your
the
second.
First one. Second one.
Crikey.
Crikey.
Oh, now this one has been nicely gift wrapped.
Oh, it's in an organza.
Yeah, it's in an organza.
It's in an organza bag.
I like that.
Now, this does say, "We'd love Secret Santa," but then does have the name of the person. So
brilliant.
I shall not...
That is brilliant.
I shall not give that away just yet.
Don't give that away.
Okay, so let's see what we got going on in the organza. Nice
organza. It's a bit fiddly, isn't it? Amazon have really gone to town with making sure the organza is secure.
Someone's bloody double knotted this.
I was going to say, they don't want you getting into it.
From the Amazon.
Oh, okay. I've loosened.
She's loose.
Loosen your knot.
She's become loose.
Okay, we're in, guys. We are in. Oh, okay, what have we got here?
Fucking hell, it's in another bag.
Okay, this is very good.
This is very good.
It's a little sort of... I suppose like a little makeup bag vibe.
Yeah,
makeup bag, wash bag, that sort of vibe, right?
Yeah.
And it says, "A wise woman once said, fuck this shit, and she lived happily ever after."
Yes, that is true.
That is true.
That is brilliant. And that is me.
That is you.
I love it. Yeah. I love that.
Fuck this shit.
That is very, very good. Thank you much, my secret Santa.
And the old Barry.
I mean, he's just a legend, isn't he? He's going straight in my car, mate.
Barry is going in the car.
Barry stole Christmas. Barry.
Yes.
Do you know what? I didn't actually realise when I bought that. I'll just say that it was me. I didn't actually realise that I bought that he had his penis out.
Yes, big time.
It's certainly not in. So
no, it's very much out.
That might obscure your vision whilst driving. So just be careful.
Yes, I shall. Yeah,
you go round a roundabout. That's going to hit you straight in the old forehead.
Straight in the eyes, isn't it? Be careful.
No one wants Barry.
Rossi, you're next.
I'm going to go next. So right, it's in a little Amazon. This only turned up yesterday, so I was pretty worried. Am I going to get anything?
We all know who your secret Santa was then, don't we?
I'm ripping into it. Here we go.
Ripping into it. He's in.
We've got another bag.
Oh, it's also in an organza.
There's a card in there.
Oh. Well, there's a card.
It's Amazon, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
A gift from Secret Santa. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. From Secret Santa. You went a bit home alone on me there.
You did. Let's get into this.
Is yours going to be a double knotter?
Double knotted organza.
Yeah, I bought some little scissors.
Rossi prepared.
He's straight on it. Always be prepared.
Yeah.
Very organised.
Oh, there's a little thing in here. Oh. Do you know what? This? Right. What is it?
Hang on a minute. This is weird because
it's a little cupage. It's a little cup.
Okay, it's a cupage.
Cupage. And it's just a black cup at the moment.
Right.
It's just if I put like hot stuff in this, right, which I haven't got any hot stuff, think I can see an outline.
Yeah.
I think
it's not Barry again, is it?
It's Barry.
You can see, if you it's look Barry. On that, I can't, there's Barry with his big dick out. On a cut, so I'm gonna. I can't wait to drink
Barry,
out of it.
I mean, Barry is very much part of this Secret Santa, isn't it?
Is it Barry?
It's Barry.
It's Barry.
No!
Barry. Barry. Barry's
it's
on my...
Barry!
Right, I've got a little bit... That's not hot enough, but...
We both went for Barry, Ange!
Barry. Ange, was this from you, Ange?
It was from me, mate.
You're a legend. You two are linked, we like,
went
synchronized.
We Barry vibes.
So when Barry's on this cup.
Yeah, when I opened my air freshener...
If you can see... Right, I can just see a slight outline of Barry. Hang on, let me just try and get my torch on. Can you see Barry? Look, there he is.
No,
we can't see Barry.
We can't see Barry. No. We both went Barry vibes. Yeah, I very Barry. Nearly got you that mug, Angie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, I got Rossi.
Okay,
quite
so
good.
Thank you so much, Rip. I cannot wait to sip out of Barry's big schlong.
I mean, what happens, Rossi, is when you put the hot water in, obviously the mug turns white.
And it reveals Barry.
You've got Barry.
I tell you what, I'm gonna drink that. I'm gonna have it on Christmas lunch. I'm gonna have a cup of tea, and hopefully the relatives see it and they go, "Oh dear, Ross, you're doing it again, aren't you? Are you sure you don't want to come out?" Right. So,
okay, Ruthie, over to
you. Right. Obviously,
now mine's been beautifully wrapped.
Yeah. Well,
I done that. I'm shit. Sorry. We all know it's for me, but I've got a story about this. I've got a story. So you open it.
This is lovely paper, by the way. Sorry for the rustling, guys. This is not great. This is not conducive for your ears.
Well, rustle away, babes.
Yeah.
Oh, you might need
this. Toblerone is actually one of my favourite chocolates.
Oh, I definitely love a Toblerone.
Flipping love a Toblerone.
So I remember you saying, so there you go, I've got that. Oh, and it, hang on.
Oh, is there something else? No, there's something else.
No, that's it.
That's it.
Oh, look at this.
What is that?
Rossi has got me a mug with us three on it and it says, fuck the Tories.
It's the first time we ever met. It's the first time we ever met, right?
Fuck the Tories.
And it's all of us. It's all of us lot on there. Fuck the Tories. But here's what happened though, and here's the funny bit. And I got the mug made, right? And I went on this website. Just please read the inside because the inside.
It says, I love you to the moon.
To the moon and back, right? Right, and I'm going to say something. I fucking hate that saying. I did not. That shouldn't have said that inside. They've mixed it up with someone who really loves their partner, right?
Oh, no.
I've got it out, and it's a day before. I've said, I've got to send it. So I've said to Lucy, oh my God, it says, I love you to the fucking moon and back. I'm going to be sick. And we said, Lucy, you're going to have to send it. But you know what? I do love you, girls. And I love you, Ru. Do you know what? And it says that, but I
fuck
wasn't...
the Tories.
Inside, but if you look as well, it's all undying love notes in there.
It is.
Oh,
that
actually just makes it better, though.
That makes it better, but...
I am going to drink out of that every day.
It's got our three mugs on it and fuck the Tories, yeah.
Fuck the Tories.
There you go.
That is such a lovely gift.
What a great little secret Santa vibe.
I know, I'm chuffed to bits. Yeah.
With your Barry.
With my Barry.
I'm interested to see what it actually looks like when you've got the old liquids in it, Ross.
Oh, I'm sending you pictures. I am sending you pictures. When the liquid is in, when the warm liquid's in, I'm sending you a picture.
I want to see a picture of Barry with his cock out on your mug.
You definitely will. Don't worry about it.
Right, so the last one of 2022. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Tell us, Rossi, what have you been heavily into?
Well, I've been heavily into getting festive. And the festive season. The festive spirit, shall we say. I've been heavily into my Baileys. And I've also been putting a festive ball in my mouth every evening. And do you know what I mean by that?
Oh,
I mean Ferrero Rochers.
Ferrero.
They are the catnip. Catnip to me. They're my drug. I feel like I'm on Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I can't fucking stop. I need to go cold turkey. Pardon the Christmas pun, but I do. Someone needs to lock me in a room and take them a fucking way.
They are lethal. Oh my God. The same, Rossi. I could just pop those little nutty balls in my mouth all day. They are incredible.
Well, I just can't get enough of them. That with a Baileys, a swig of Baileys and that in your mouth. I tell you what.
Hello.
Put me in rehab now. Send me to fucking rehab.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Send me to a Rocher. Now listen, do you know? Now listen.
Listen.
Do you know that in the middle of Ferrero Rocher's is Nutella?
Yes.
Well, it's actually Nutella.
Yes, yeah. Because I Nutella is made by Ferrero.
Ferrero. I never knew it. Because obviously I'm addicted to Nutella, yeah, but I never knew it was inside
the
golden balls
of
love.
If you look on the back of the old Nutella, it's made by Ferrero.
Ferrero Nutella. Ferrero.
Why can't we say our words? Also, I've been heavily into... I done a little video on my TikTok. Sorry, Ange, I know you fucking hate TikTok. But I put it on my TikTok. I had to go into Card Factory during the week. And I know it's a week before Christmas. And I'm an absolute...
I mean, why did you do... that to yourself?
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, I'm angry at myself for doing it. I've gone in with all the general public, which is not my thing on the build up to Christmas. Yeah. I've gone in there and I've threatened to origami the shit out of someone if they get close to me.
Yeah.
I'll paper cut the shit out. Yeah, if you don't, do you know what I mean? Because they get too close. I got a message back off of Card Factory on my social media saying, we hoped you enjoyed your trip to Card Factory and we hope it was origami free. Now I fucking pissed myself.
That is so good.
That is brilliant.
How cool is that for them doing that? I said, listen, it was origami free, strep A free. I got out alive. Fuck off. I've done it.
Thank God.
I said to him, I'm going to leave all my prices on these tacky Christmas cards and send them to people I don't like. Because when you leave a shitty 89p on your card, I love it. They'll open it and look at it. So they just it just shows how much you don't mean to people, which I love.
And the fact that their stickers, their prices are literally bright blue stickers, aren't they?
It's not like you can
even miss the fact that the price is on it.
Card Factory is brilliant, though, isn't it? Other card shops are available. But Card Factory is brilliant.
But I do quite like a card, and I'm not a fan of a cheap card.
Which I know
is pointless because
money bags, Ange over there.
But I do
like Card Factory. But you know what, guys? Give me a paper chase.
I do love a paper chase. Yeah. Remember Clinton cards? I grew up with Clinton cards. They used to sell trolls in there.
Yeah.
They used to have Yankee candles.
Yes.
And I do realize Card Factory is like a fucking drive-through, really.
It's
a card place for chavs. Let's just.
It's your base level of card.
It's your base level.
You know, if you just, you know, I would go into Card Factory if I was like, Nell's got to go to some child's birthday, and I don't give a shit about the card, and neither do they.
And but, here's a little gripe of mine as well.
I've got a gripe.
It's shitting tits, isn't it?
A tits.
Do you know these cards? You know, you get a normal average card. They're probably about that big. What are all these fucking funny shaped ones? I've got a thin, long one. Where'd you put that? I've got a fucking other one. Oh, piss off. Just do a normal square. Do you know what I mean? I've got a long, thin one. Someone's had to write really small down. Don't give it to me. Just throw it in the fucking bin and fuck off. I don't want it around my house.
How do you feel about a card book?
No.
You know, when it's like, you know, like the mug, love you to the moon and back. It's got like, you know,
it is like a little novel, isn't it? You open it up and you've got, you know, five pages of words to read and basically you get to who it's from.
But each page has only got like three or four lines on it. And it all basically says the same thing. You're so special to me. I love the fact that you're in my life. Turn over the page. Hope you have the best day because you're the most special thing in my life. Turn over the page. I love how much I love you and how special you are. It's like,
I'd rather have gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea any day.
Give me gonorrhea. Give me an STI any day. Just fuck off with that shit.
Yeah. Don't be coming at me with your book cards.
Do you know what I would prefer? Fuck off. If you're going to spend 89p on one of these cheap pieces of fucking cardboard, just send me a beaten scratch card. Do you know what I mean? Just one scratch card.
Yeah.
Just say happy Christmas.
Happy birthday.
There's a scratch card.
Do you know what I've been heavily into? And it's actually terrifying. It is terrifying me. I daren't look at my account.
Oh no. What have you been spending?
No, I'm heavily into putting my fucking heating on.
Oh, man, yes.
And I am terrified.
Yeah.
I am terrified.
Yeah.
Do you know, we got our bill. We got our bill. And last month, right, because we were on a fixed contract. This is the boring part, sorry. Fixed. It was like 50 quid. It's 300 and something.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
mate.
Is taking the... Fuck the Tories. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck the Tories. Yeah.
I mean, you could actually double yours to what mine is, Rossi.
I mean, that is
Oh, no. You're joking. I mean... No. Yeah. It does make me upset, I'm terrified. Actually. That's one thing that does get on my shit and tits, because it's not fair. I don't think it needs to be that much.
No,
I mean, petrol prices have gone down.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I've had to resort into going into a card factory. That's what it's made me do.
That is enough to make you say fuck the Tories, because if they're backing you into a corner...
They're backing me into a card factory.
I'm like an injured animal. You know, if you've had to wave goodbye to Clinton cards and be unleashed in Card Factory, Bojo/Rishi/Liz Truss/all of them has got a lot to answer for.
Slash their tires on their beaten mercs, cunts. I would never do that. I'm not ambitious. No. I'm not an aggressive guy.
I would never advocate that.
I am the Asbo Ange. We can't be having an Asbo Rossi as well.
No, you're right. No, you're an Asbo Ange.
We've got to rein that in.
Right, do you know what? I've got to heavily into you
guys. Oh, Ange's got one. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
I have been heavily into this week smelling perfumes.
I've been going into Debenhams downstairs, as I like to call it, Fenwick's, but it's Fenix. I've been going in because I wanted a perfume from Santa.
And I've got to go. I was literally smelling every jeffing perfume. Some of them disgusting.
Yeah.
Some of them smell like poo.
Yeah.
Yes. And some of them are, oh my jeffing God, they
are. Well, look, you've
delicious.
Sort of, can I just say, your Secret Santa has sort of bought you perfume.
Yes.
In the shape of Barry.
Barry.
Of Barry's big bollocks.
Barry's
yeah.
big penis.
So are you buying these perfumes, Andrew? Are you just sniffing them, then walking out?
Just sniffing them and walking out.
Do you ever spritz
Sometimes.
Yourself?
Yeah, I spritz myself. I spritzed myself on Saturday.
Saturday.
Because I was going out on Saturday and there was this one that I really liked.
What was it?
It's a Jimmy Choo. Here we go. Right, it's a Jimmy Choo Illicit.
Jimmy, what are you wearing? Jimmy Choo Illicit. You'd sound like a prick. Don't buy it. You'd sound like a prick.
I would not.
You would.
And I would smell divine. Well,
really, if anybody asked you what you were wearing and you had to say Jimmy Choo Illicit.
Well, I wouldn't say Jimmy Choo, would I? I'd just say Illicit.
I smell Illicit.
I smell Illicit.
You can't fucking tell people that.
You can't say that.
Not on the building to Christmas.
I will, because that's the one that's gone on my list. So,
is it?
Okay, yeah. So you put it on your list. So you've gone in there and had to smell. I think that's good, because a lot of people at Christmas, they go, just buy me any old perfume.
Yeah.
But it's good to give people a hint. Because lots of men haven't got a good smelling palette. I used to work on a plane, so I'm quite good at my scents.
Yeah.
I could sniff a woman. I could sniff anyone. And I could tell them what they're wearing. Well,
wow.
9 to 8 out of 10, I think. 8 times out of 10, I could sniff someone and
yeah.
say that.
You're right,
fucking...
though. Lots of men don't have a good sniffing palette, do they?
No, they don't. They might think you've just sprayed the toilet with your Alpine Fresh spray, and you haven't. You've put some Illicit on.
Or you just shoved a bit of Barry M on your neck.
Yeah.
Barry M.
You're called Barry M.
That's the nail varnish, isn't it?
That's Barry M.
That's a makeup brand.
Barry M.
Fragrance that I reach for more than the others. I've got two or three, but the one I reach for the most is Giorgio Armani.
That is a lovely smell. I think I've said this before, but mine is
Sauvage.
Christian Dior. Yeah, Sauvage.
Sauvage.
Sausage.
Sausage.
It's a really nice scent, but all scents smell slightly different on other people. So I've smelt that on someone else, and I thought, hang on. That don't smell like that when I'm wearing it.
No.
You thought, hang on.
I wanted to spritz up because I wanted to give myself time to...
Right. Well, that is a...
For the scent, that's quite a niche
heavily into.
It is. But I would definitely recommend it.
Right. You into know. Phoenix yeah. or Debenhams or Jolloway's.
All of those, all your high street chains. Yeah. You know. Get yourself in there. Yeah. Give yourself some spritzers.
Spritz.
I mean, I think I was pissing the woman off in there a little bit.
Probably.
Say just pissing, yeah. Don't do that.
I was spraying. You know, they give you the little cards.
Oh, cards, yeah.
So I was like going around spritzing on the card. Yeah. And then giving it a waft. No, yeah. Shit. Spraying another one and giving it a waft. Oh, that's okay. I'll keep that one. Spraying another one. And then there were so many cards, right? And she came around and she went, are you going to take those with you? And I went, oh, I can do. She went, no, it's fine, I'll take them.
I can oh, do. You've got no right tips.
I can do. But yeah. I was like, why am I going to take all that shit with me, love?
And did she offer you to smell some coffee beans in between spritzes?
I will say this, Rossi. The John Louise did.
Oh.
The John yeah. Louise lady, she came round, she said, right, what you need to do now is, now you've done that one, have a smell of the coffee beans, and then sniff go to the next scent.
Oh, yes. Because it cleanses. Yeah, yes. It clears the nostril, the old coffee bean. Mm, yeah,
exactly. But all the other ones didn't.
Here's a little tip. If you ever got a pongy cupboard, right?
Mm.
Like in the kitchen or whatever, right. I get a little ramekin and pour some coffee. Even like, you know, not even the fresh coffee, like, you know.
Instant.
Instant
granules or anything into a little ramekin, put it at the back of the cupboard, and it just smells like coffee.
That is
it takes,
a good...
It draws all the, do you
all
know
the
what I mean?
Shit out. Draws all the shit out.
Yeah.
Wow. Rossi's.
Well, it doesn't draw
tits.
Your shit out. I've never, oh, it does if you
well,
drink lots of it.
Coffee
I mean,
does.
There's...
absolutely draws your shit out. Yeah.
I just place them around the house just to draw my shit out.
Just
that's
draw
what
your
I
shit
do.
Out.
Oh, need a shit again. Too many ramekins.
Well, listen, oh, Rossi, we
oh,
have
dear.
Loved having you the
oh,
back
my gosh.
End of 2022.
So much.
I've loved being the back end of 2022. I really have.
We cannot wait for you to be the front end of
2023. Yes.
You just grease me up and I'll be the front end as well.
Brilliant.
But thank you so
thank
much
you. Yes.
for being a good sport. Thanks for being involved in Secret Santa. Yes. I feel like Secret Santa's been a hit, guys.
I think it's been so successful.
It's been a hit.
Yeah, it's been a
Barry
been
M.
A
Barry
hit.
M.
Mm. And listen, Rossi, we'll await 2023
yeah.
to hear what you've been heavily into
oh,
over
big
the
time.
Festive season.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure we'll have so much more fun.
Heavily
yeah.
festive
have, from us to you, have a wonderful Christmas.
Yes.
Girls, you too have a great time.
And
keep me updated.
We'll see you in 2023.
Absolutely. Lovely.
Woo-hoo!
Can't wait.
Woohoo!
Well, look. This is the we've done the last episode of 2022.
I can't believe that.
That's it.
I actually cannot believe we've done another year. Perhaps.
Another year.
What the hell?
That is bonkers.
It is. It is. Yeah, we've just, you know, just had so many messages from people, either new listeners that have recently found us and have kind of gone back and binged the whole shitting lot.
Yeah.
To people that have been like listening from like day one that have just been with, and I just, you know, those messages, honestly, I don't think people realize how lovely they are to hear and how lovely they are to receive, because you do sort of sometimes think, oh, I don't know, are people still enjoying it, are people still wanting it, and when you get them you kind of think, oh, okay, it's, you know, people are still enjoying it and people are new to this and still loving it, and so yeah, it's honestly, your messages really mean the world to us, so thank you very much.
And it's been another great year. We've had some great guests again.
Yeah.
We've like had some brilliant moments. It's been, obviously having Rossi join us for a little segment each week has just, I think, given a new lease of life.
A new lease of life on Rossi.
But yeah, obviously you can find all of us on social media. You can find myself, Rossi and Angie on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon, Angie's at Angie Gordon, and Rossi is Rossi D. Woods.
And you can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
But from everybody at Finding the Funny, thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for your messages. Thank you for taking the time out to tell us how much you enjoy listening to us chat a load of shit week on week. It really, really does mean the world. We hope you have the best Christmas.
Yes.
I saw this thing this week, which was absolutely lovely, which was, I've started saying to people, I hope you have a gentle season, because for everybody, it's not happy. And we're aware that it's not always bright and festive and wonderful, but I hope that your season is gentle. I hope that you get some time to rest and recuperate and see the people that you want to see and spend the time with the people that you love. And it's a difficult time of year, you know. It's both bitter and sweet for lots and lots of people. So from everybody at Finding the Funny, we hope you have a very gentle season. And Ange and I, with a little bit of Rossi,
yes,
we'll be back in 2023 helping you to find more of the funny.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.